The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
Once I get a few mature years under my belt, I'm going to do something wise, like tattoo my face.
Right.
106.5 The End.
We did this game last week, and it had such a great response. We're doing it again. It's time to play Weird Garage Things! This is so fun. All right, this is where Gavin and Katie, who are broadcasting from their garage, are going to go through and find items in their garage, and we have to determine which one is the weirdest. We're going to do three rounds with three items each, and at the end, we will find out if Katie will continue to be the champion or if Gavin can take her crown for the game that we call Weird Garage Things! All right, so let's see. Returning champion Katie is going to start it off with the very first item.
Is a beautiful antique tea set.
Oh, wow.
It is hand painted.
Wow.
It's a pattern called Desert Rose.
Okay.
There is every single piece to it. It's got to be probably about 50 years old.
Okay, 50 years old. Did this belong to anyone else in your family?
Yes, my great-grandmother.
Great-grandmother. Tea set from Katie. All right. Item number one from Gavin. What do you have for Weird Garage Things?
I have this Star Wars cheese board.
Wow. Okay.
And the board is shaped like the Death Star.
Huh.
Okay.
Okay.
Now it is still in mint condition in a box because I can't think of a single occasion where I would use this.
Okay. All right. A couple of questions. First of all, did you receive this as a gift?
Sure did.
Okay. Final question. Which was the best Star Wars movie?
The one with the most cheese.
Okay.
So Return of the Jedi.
Right.
Okay, listen, the judges have conferred, and we have decided that the Weird Garage Thing for round one goes to Gavin. Gavin is the winner.
Okay.
Right.
Huh. We're filming this, too, so if you want to watch this, if you want to watch Weird Garage Things, grab your phone, text the word garage to 73389. All right, now we're moving on to round two of the game that we play, Weird Garage Things! all right, Gavin, you're going to start this round off. Go ahead.
All right, this one comes with a little bit of a story. I found this very heavy, large black duffel bag.
Okay.
And I didn't even know what was in it. Inside is nothing but a giant Jenga set.
Stop! That's
okay.
So cool.
Jenga set.
Okay.
Gavin, have you ever used the Jenga set before?
Never once.
Okay. Was this also a gift someone gave you?
I don't know.
All right. And the last question, worst Star Wars movie?
All of them.
Return Jenga. Of the Jenga.
All right. So a Jenga set for Gavin. Okay. Katie, your weird garage item for round two.
Collectible coin.
Wow.
Oh my god, and they're still in mint condition.
They are in their own Tupperware thing.
Plastic protective.
Specifically for them.
Okay. I'm a big coin collector.
Okay.
Well.
A couple of questions. First of all, Katie, are there any years on the coins?
The years are 1993 and 1995.
The judges have conferred. The winner of this round goes to Katie. Katie is the winner. If you want to watch the video of Weird Garage Things, you can text the word garage right now to 73389. So we're tied up 1-1. So now this is the tiebreaker for the game that we call Weird Garage Things. All right. We'll let Katie start this round. Go ahead.
This is a Paramount High School yearbook.
Okay.
From 1954.
All right.
Addressed to a person I've never met.
What?
I don't know anybody who went to Paramount High School. I don't even know where Paramount, California is.
Okay.
Right. I mean, it smells like an old woman.
Okay. All right, got it. Finally, Gavin, for round three, what is your final item for Weird Garage Things?
There was a movie that won a bunch of awards called Roma. Well, I have the movie poster
framed.
And it's in a professional frame. Somebody took this to Michael's and got it framed. And it gets weirder. It's autographed by the director Alfonso Cuarón, who won the Oscar that year. This is a movie I have seen it. I am not a fan of it. I don't know anybody who actually is a fan of it. It's very long and sad. But I have the framed movie poster autographed by the Oscar-winning director. And if anybody would like to purchase this from me, DM me on Instagram.
All right, couple of questions. First of all, A, yes. This again for the third time was a gift, right?
I imagine it was.
Okay. The second, but not quite as good best Star Wars movie would be...
I don't understand the question.
Okay, all right, we'll take that into account. Thank you very much.
The one that was black and white and in Spanish.
Oh, and what was the title of that?
Roma of the Jedi.
Okay, the judges have conferred and the winner of this round of Weird Garage Things is Katie! Katie's the winner! Listen, if you want to watch the video of us doing the game that we call Weird Garage Things, you can text the word garage right now to 73389 or check it out at endonline.com. One more time, a round of applause for our contestants playing Weird Garage Things today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.